These are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, this reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. It will be Alma's ball coming out to start the second quarter as Mountain Home's up 16-15. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside at Charles B. Dyer Airedale Arena at Alma High School. Audrey Young, our producer, back at the studio. As we're back underway here, Schlegel with it. He will give it to Kurt on the right side. Kurt dribbles up to the top, over to Schlegel on the right. Now he will give it to Rogers, who just checked in a little bit ago. Ball's now with Kurd. He has it up top. Down to 13 left on the shot clock. Kurd will give it to Brogan. Now to Rogers up top. Over on the left side to Schlegel. Down to four. Schlegel dribbles into the lane. Finds Towns Robinson on low block for the layup. No good. Rebound is controlled by Rogers, and Alma will keep possession of it.
Yeah, you know, Hagen came off to help right there. Towns Robinson's able to get an open shot. He did a good job recovering on that. You know, we'll be anxious to see as the game goes on. Do we continue to come off and help? But right now, Hagen's winning the battle, not letting Towns Robinson get his position in the post.
Rogers going in for the layup. Good. He just kind of flung that up there.
Yeah,
it goes off the glass and in. And Alma has the lead now, 17-16. And we've got our third lead change. 6:50 left in the first half. Bickford with it up top. Finds Dewey on the right side. Down to Rob on the low block, and he's going to be called for the charge.
Yeah. Hagen's gotten a bad habit of catching that and then dropping that shoulder down, and teams are starting to see that, and they are taking that offensive foul against Hagen. Like I said, he's going to have to maybe fake that, turn around and do a little baby hook and kind of put something else on film that they won't know what's coming from him.
That's Hagen Rob's first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home, and their second turnover of the night. So Alma gets the ball back, leading by one. Here's Rogers with it. Dribbles to the left elbow. Gives it to Brogan on the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, and the rebound's controlled by Harris. Mountain Home with a chance to get the lead back. McLean with it. He dribbles on the left wing. Gives it there to Dewey. Back to McLean. McLean's going to drill to the low block. He's going in for the layup for the lead. It rolls around. Falls out.
Oh, and now it's stuck.
It's going to be a jump ball. Mountain Home will keep it on the possession arrow.
You'd like to see that shot go down right there. It hung on the rim there, but looked like Alma was in position to get the rebound, so maybe Mountain Home was able to gain an advantage there.
Branson Brogan checks out of the game as Miles Kendrick comes back in. 6:10 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home will inbound it as Alma's up 17-16. Inbound pass was he tried to throw it into Rob. It goes out of bounds. Off of Rob, and that will be Mount Holmes' third turnover of the night. Airedales get the ball back with a one-point lead. Rogers into the front court for the Airedales. Finds Kurt cutting into the lane for the layup. That's a good pass.
Yeah, it's a good backdoor cut there, kind of reminiscent of the old Stanford offense there, backdoor cut, and Princeton offense, I guess,
yes.
Not Stanford yet. And good backdoor cut.
Bickford going in for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Towns Robinson. Back comes Alma. 19-16, they lead it. Here is Kendrick with it. Oh, the three on the left-hand side. Good. And Mount Home is going to take the timeout. Miles Kendrick with his first 3 points of the night. We will break with 5:33. Let's play in the first half. It is Alma leading Mountain Home 22-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Well, Mount's home taking their first time out of the night to try to stop Alma's run right now. They're up 22-16 with 5:33 left in the half.
Yeah, a couple quick shots there by Alma. A couple backdoor cuts and capital everything. And so, you know, see if the Bombers can get a stop.
Bickford in the front court, dribbles to the right side. Gives there on the wing to McLean. Down to Dewey on the low block. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Is they going to count the basket? There is going to be a foul called on Alma. And they are going to count the basket.
Oh, nice.
See, they gave that one to Israel Towns Robinson, I believe. His first personal foul, team foul number two against the Airedales. So Braden Dewey at the free throw line for the first time for the and one, and he gets it.
That's one thing. They've got Towns Robinson on Dewey. Dewey's able to pull him out. But I'd like to see Dewey post himself up and see if we can't get him in some get him in some foul trouble here and keep him off the floor.
Eight on the night for Dewey. Back to a one-possession game, 22-19. Airedale's up, 5:06 left to play in the half. Ball is with Rogers on the left side. He'll give it to Schlegel at the free throw line. He's going to drill to the paint. Now kicks out to Kendrick on the right side. His three-pointer is banks it in. Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow, that ball left his hand. It was like way off, and then it banks in.
Six on the night for Miles Kendrick, all here in the second quarter. 25-19, Alma up. 4:44 left in the half. Ball goes down to Rob on the in the paint, and he'll be fouled before his layup. They're going to give that one, I believe, to Schlegel. That's his first personal foul, team foul number three against Alma here in the first half.
That's the math that you're mad at, right? He stole your sign.
Matthew Rogers checking out of the game as he's replaced by Carmani Smith. Inbound pass goes to Dewey. He immediately puts up the three on the right-hand side. It will not go. Rob gets offensive rebound. He goes back up with it. That won't go either, but the tip in by Dewey, he gets it.
Oh, we got a bunch of stuff going down on the floor right here.
Braden Dewey in double figures with 10. Back the other way. Towns Robinson's layup is blocked. But Schlegel comes up with the ball. He puts it back up. He can't get that to go. He gets his own rebound. He'll be going back up with it. And now he'll be fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line. Hagen Rob picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. So it will be Matthew Schlegel at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. 4:16 left in the half. Schlegel's first free throw is up and good. So what Brad is talking about earlier was there was a sign on the other end of the bleachers saying, "We love you, Matt." I knew they were talking about Matthew Schlegel.
but
didn't say a last name or anything. And I was making the joke during intermission. Oh, it's like, oh, I feel appreciated. So, by the way, Robert Dover and Kobaninski check back in for Mount Home. Schlegel gets both free throws. His first 2 points of the night. Back to a six-point lead for Alma, 27-21 our score. Inbound pass goes to Inskeep. Alma going with his own press right now. Ball goes to Bickford, back to Harris, back to Bickford. Back to Harris, into the front court to Dewey. Dewey will throw it to Bickford, who will set up the offense. Bickford will dribble to the free throw line, throws over on the right side to Harris. He's going to try for the long three-pointer, no good. Inskeep gets the rebound, he'll kick it back out to Harris. Harris will dribble into the paint, put up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, good rebound there by Coben. Nice kick out, and McGee taking it straight to the hoop.
Back the other way, going in to the lane for the layup was Tyree McGill, who just checked in a little bit ago. It's a good way to answer. Bickford into the lane, to the front court. Alma up 29-23, 3.5 minutes left to play in the half. Bickford with it on the left side. He's going to dribble into the lane. Kicks out to Inskeep on the right side. I'm not sure where he was trying to throw it to, but Bickford saves it in. But all now Harris can do is just chase it down the backcourt for the backcourt violation.
Yeah, I think Coben thought we were going to have a little flare coming off of that into an open three, and We didn't have a flare.
So that'll be Mount Holmes' fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 3:15 left to play in the half.
Yeah, so just for those of you who are wondering, we are scoreboard watching. Russellville and Van Buren had some scoreboard issues. They are in the first quarter at 7-5 Russellville right now with about 2 minutes to play.
Inbound pass goes to Schlegel. He gets his layup was partially blocked. He gets the ball back. And now I believe a foul is going to be. No, it's going to be a jump ball. Alma will keep it on the possession arrow. Ryder McClain is going to come back in for Mountain Home, replacing McGee Harris. 3:11 left to play in the half. Airedales with the ball, leading 29-23. Inbound pass goes to Towns Robinson. Now Smith has it. He drills on the right side. Over to Schlegel on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Bickford. Back come the Bombers with it. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the half. Mount Holmes trailing by six. McClain with it. He dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it to Inskeep in the left corner. He drills toward the low block. Kicks out to Dover on the wing. Up top to Bickford. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Bickford dribbles to the left side. He drills to the paint. Kicks out to Inskeep in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Dover. And he's able to save it into Inskeep. Mount Holmes will keep possession of it. Dewey's going to dribble down to the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 2:21 left in the half.
Yeah, that ball hung on the rim. It would have been awesome if that ball would have fallen in with the M1.
Easton Boggs picks up his first personal foul, fourth team foul against the Airedales here in the first half. So it will be Braden Dewey at the free throw line. I don't know why Smith was just kind of staying there in the lane. I don't know.
Maybe trying to take his concentration off or something.
Maybe a little bit. First free throw for Dewey is up and in. He is now 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 11.
He's like the fourth pair of shoes I've seen Dewey wear this year. His shoe game's pretty strong going into. You know, he had the baby blue ones on for the last few games, and now he's got the yellow and coral and baby blue. It's pretty awesome.
So he's doing with his shoes what Oregon does with their football jerseys.
That's right. I like it.
Dewey's second free throw is up, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Alma. Back come the Airedales as they lead 29-24. Smith with it. Ball goes over on the left side. Now down to Towns Robinson. Over on the right side to Curt. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Dover. That lost his footing there.
Yeah.
Here is McClain with it, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Robert Dover.
Flop. That is a flop. He's just standing still right there. The defensive player just flopped, act like he got hit real hard. That's a tough call for against the Bombers right there.
It's going to be Dover's second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home, and their fifth turnover of the night. Ball goes to Boggs in the right corner, down to Towns Robinson. Looking to make a move. He's going to put up the jumper. Shot's blocked by Dover, and he comes up with the ball.
Yeah, good job there by Dover, holding his ground, not getting knocked off balance by Towns Robinson, and just putting his hand straight up and blocking the shot.
McClain's going to dribble into the lane, throws it to Inskeep in the right corner. Inskeep dribbles to the elbow, tries to throw it to Dewey. Stolen by Towns Robinson. He's quickly back the other way. Now he's going to slow it up and throw it out to Curd. Now Smith has it near the top. Smith's going to dribble down to the lane. Put up the leaner. Will not go. Towns Robinson gets offensive rebound. He can't get that to go. And this time the rebound comes to the Bombers.
Yeah, good defense right there. Good job coming over by Coben on blocking out, keeping his hands up, making that missed shot.
Less than a minute left to play in the first half. Mountain Home trailing Alma 29-24. Dewey has it just outside the paint. He's going to put up the jumper in the lane. Good.
Go to work right there every time, Dewey. Go to work right there. You've got advantage on the post. We can do that little side pick and roll and get him in a mismatch down there each time down the floor.
Back to a one-possession game. Alma up 29-26, 38 seconds left in the half. Smith with it on the right side. Gives up top to Curd. He's going to dribble down into lane, going in for a layup. Shot's blocked by Dover. Oh, they're going to call a foul, though. So two-shot opportunity for Alma with 30.5 seconds left in the half. That's going to be Robert Dover's third personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the first half.
Yeah, good job, Dover, getting up there, getting the block. I think he got him with the body, which is where the foul came from. I don't think it was on the initial shot. I think it was down low.
Cam McCurt's first free throw is up and in. So that makes a two-possession game once again. Robert Dover's going to check out of the game as Hagen Robb comes back in. McGee Harris also going to come in and replace Coben Inskeep. And Towns Robinson checks out of the game for Alma. I believe Schlegel just checked back in for him.
So Russellville, Van Buren, three-point game. Russellville lead with, was that 8 seconds left maybe or 10?
No, they just ended the first quarter.
Just ended the first quarter, okay. Yep.
Kurt's second free throw is up. He gets both. He now has seven on the night. 31-26. Alma up, 30.5 seconds left in the first half. Inbound pass goes to Bickford. Full court man for Alma. Bickford into the front court. Down to 15. Shot clock is off, by the way. Bickford's going to be tripped up. Carmani Smith picks up his first personal foul. 15th foul against the Airedales here in the first half. 13.2 left in the half.
So if you're Alma right here, you can be aggressive. You got one more foul to give before the Bombers are in the bonus right here. So look for them to try to be aggressive and get a steal.
Bickford takes the inbound pass. Now less than 10 left in the half. Bickford dribbles to the right side. He's going to dribble to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Boggs. He will throw it to Kurt, who tries one last shot from beyond half court. It will not go. And we've reached the end of the first half.
Well, Bombers are down five. They're going to have to go in, make some adjustments, come back up. I think we'll see us attack the paint a lot in the second half. And that's where we got the advantage. And let's see if we can go to work right there.
Our score at the break, Alma leading Mountain Home 31-26. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big box.